KSW Mobile.
I gotta run back in the house and get something. I forgot it. And 4 TFW Mobile, I'm back.
Hey, what's happening this morning?
Ooh, it's a frosty morning this morning. I gotta wait for the truck to defrost to be able to go.
Well, there's probably some ice on the ground.
I don't know about all that, but man, the truck's frosted over big time.
You know what I used to do years ago? I lived in Connecticut for a while. I used to, what I would do is I would take the snow. I'd go up, I worked, the machine shop was in the garage. You couldn't really get a car in there too easy. So I used to go downstairs, set the heater on the frost, go downstairs, have a car reach under. I'd go downstairs, punch the frost, set the choke, fire it up, walk inside, make the coffee. So when I got up, car was running half off, the doors wouldn't open. I used to bring out a couple times, I used to take the torch and heat the lock with the map gas torch on top of the lock when it froze.
I hear you nowadays, you leave your vehicle running in your yard, somebody will steal it before you can get back out to it.
I never knew they wouldn't do that. I knew everyone in the neighborhood, they stole my car. I find they regret that quite a bit. One of my neighbors broke in one time and did just that, and we've tracked them down. Needless to say, they did do it again.
Yeah, Roger, I hear you.
Signal sounds good this morning.
You're sounding real good this morning.
There's still some out there. I don't know what it is. It's kind of here and there. And I think it's a narrow Wi-Fi or something. I don't know what it is. You don't have a zip tie and a hacksaw, do you? Take someone a tape measure. I got to cut a sleeve about 5.7 inches. And the only way I can think of cutting it by hand is with a hacksaw and put a zip tie or something around it so that you can get cut it straight.
And no, I don't have any here at the house.
Let's see if I can get. Problem is I don't have a braille tape measure, so I can't read the stupid tape measure. Cut it. My leg's killing me pretty good this morning. Well, whew. So what are you working on today?
Yeah, today's Monday, so it'll be report day all day today. And that, so that's how it usually works out on Monday unless they got some kind of emergency.
Well, usually on the weekend they always come up with something.
Yeah, Roger on that one.
There should be a law against corporate meetings. One time when I worked the machine shop, my old boss, we had a discussion one day, and I said, listen, everybody should know everybody else's job in the shop. Everybody should, it doesn't matter who's out, somebody else should be able to help somebody else out. And I said, if there's a discussion and the family doesn't get along, business is like a family. If the family doesn't get along, the situation should be stopped immediately, and the person that's caused it should be immediately fired unless they want to resolve it.
Yeah, I hear you.
My position wasn't very popular in the shop. You know what the result of it was?
What's that?
The shop lost about $250,000 and went under. I was lucky. I lost all labor. In other words, I lost $150 an hour, but I didn't lose the machines. But I lost most of my earnings ability over it. I bet that's taking a few minutes to frost that windshield because that engine's got to get some heat in it.
Oh, I'm rolling down the road now. I've been rolling about a minute right now.
Well, you know, one thing that's pretty cool, people don't realize, one good thing about electric fans and all that stuff, I think every car should have an electric fan that should have no fan blade at all, because electric fans are really good because if you set them up right, you don't have a fan until the engine gets hot. So, you know, if you think about it, you waste a lot of power turning that fan blade. The other thing is, why not let the alternator heat put the fans on the radiator and move more air that way?
one's got one of those clutch type fans on it that has a big heated, has a big coil on the end, and when the hot air comes through the radiator, then it causes the fan to engage.
Clutch fans okay, except they fail quite often.
Have you heard from the rest of the guys this morning?
No, I have not. Air Ram Lakes just got released 5:30, quarter to 6.
It's only 5:15. I was a few minutes early this morning.
That's probably why they're probably not running if I run late. Did you hear what 40 Democrats proposed for a law?
One more time.
Did you hear what 40 Democrats proposed for a law? They want to make it so that illegals can not be prosecuted for a lot of illegal crimes, and we actually live in this country, and we can't. Then their families, and we can't, and all their health care costs have to be our costs, and we can't throw them out for certain crimes, and they can't be deported either.
Yeah, not really seeing that happening. KN4TFW.
Okay, but no, but the point is that they're trying to get away with it.
KK4POT Mobile.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Yeah, a little bit frosty this morning. I was frosted over big time.
If I had to do the old defrost myself, it's completely frosted over on this car. But it didn't take too long. It was just a thin layer, and I got a clear windshield, and we're moving.
Hey, you got a big day today?
Yeah, I think so. If I remember correctly, when I was looking at some stuff on Friday afternoon before I left, there's a few big projects that are supposed to be rolling up this morning, if they all show up, we'll have a good bit on our hands. But it's one of those things that you just never know if people are going to keep their commitments or not and show up. So I guess it'll just be a surprise to everybody.
Yeah, Roger on that one. Yeah, today's report day for me, so it'll just be a sit in front of the computer type of day, hopefully.
Yeah, Roger that. Nothing wrong with that, I guess. No machine crashes over the weekend.
No, none that they called me about anyway.
Did your wife have the weekend off?
She had to work in the evenings, and then she thought she was going to have yesterday evening off, but then when she got to work, one of the girls was sick, and she ended up having to work a double. She had to work a double today, too, and a double on Wednesday.
Oh, man. That's a way to start a week off.
These younger people, they just can't work when they're sick.
Yeah, Roger that. And I'm with you on all that mess. I think, I'm a huge supporter of if you're actually legitimately sick, you don't need to be out, because then you wipe out the rest of the crew. Especially in her case, we're dealing with the general public all day. You definitely don't want to be giving that around and helping spread all this mess. But if you got a headache or something like that, all right, people, let's plug through it. We'll be all right.
Roger on that one, dude. We're going to be hosed when we retire.
Yeah, Roger that.
Okay, 4NXC Mobile.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
Morning. Preparing to go this morning?
Good. Just tootling in. And we'll see what happens.
Get the heater working in that Prius?
No, I got the part in, but I ain't worked on it.
Enjoy the snow on Saturday?
Sure we did. I took a couple couple videos there at the house, and we really enjoyed it. I wish we'd have got more. I'd love to have seen some snow stick around.
Roger on that one. I still had a little bit on the deck the next morning, but that was about it. But it snowed on up till about 4 o'clock at the house.
Yeah, I'd love to four-wheel up the mountains when it snows. There's a good trail back off in there. I'd love to try.
I have a foot's what we need.
I was a little disappointed this year that we didn't get any more snow.
He is done yet.
It looks like we've got to pull our duck sheets out again.
Anybody heard from Ed this morning?
I haven't heard from him this morning. I had to look at my phone. I don't have no text on my phone or anything. I know he had some issues over the weekend with some dogs.
Talking about his dogs being sick or wild dogs or neighbor's dogs.
I don't know. Something about some pit bulls and his son's dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think he has a pit bull.
The worst is so stupid handled it, I can't handle their own dog.
Yeah, I believe Ed handled it, though.
We know the worst cap, right? You know the worst part of that is? The worst part is, most times, if the handler would handle the dog the right way, you know, the dog wouldn't get away with that crap.
I don't know, Al. Some of them dogs, that stuff's bred into them.
I'll tell you what, about a half a kilo of old Zap will teach you a little lesson that calms your attitude down a little bit. You can train instinct out of a shepherd. You can train instinct out of just about anything. Yeah, Orlin. You're right. They're noted for doing that kind of stuff. Have you ever seen anyone train the instinct out of a Siberian Husky?
I haven't seen that.
Those are the most aggravating dogs that ever walked the planet.
What if I told you a friend, blind guy I knew, had a Siberian Husky for a guide dog?
Couldn't believe it.
Well, let me tell you something. And this is funny. I was in a hotel in Florida. And this guy said his dog, I just had to walk to my door. He says, could you do me a favor? Could you call my dog? I said, yeah. He showed me the Siberian Husky he had for a guide dog. The dog came over to me, so I grabbed his dog from it. I told him to run down the hall and get it.
Two important facts that verify my point. Number one is his dog ran away, or he lost it. The dog left him. Number two is he came to somebody else instead of back to his owner. I think that is enough evidence for that particular case.
The dog was not in harness, so therefore he was taken out of harness. And by the way, my friend Sharice Shepherd did the same thing. They won't do that. When they're not in harness, they're just like a regular dog.
So I thought he was off duty.
That's correct. So I just called him. He came to me, and I when he came back, he brought the harness back, and that was the end of it. And but my friend Sheree had a shepherd, and the same thing. And that's why one of the rules is you never pet a guide dog in harness. You guys want to hear a funny story about that?
What's yours, Tim?
I'm just listening.
What happened was, a friend of mine worked in a laundromat, Jim Ahern, down in Danbury, Connecticut, and he used to make the mistake of petting his dog in harness. But one morning, he was in a hurry, forgot to pet the dog, and a dog ran into a phone pole.
Guarantee it was a Siberian Husky.
It was a lab, black lab. Thought that was pretty funny. Do you have a good way to check that for yourself? Or you got a lift or something? Or can you get access to a lift to do that? Because if you have to, you can put it on stands, but if you got a lift, it's a lot easier.
That's for you, Mike.
I didn't catch that last transmission out.
I was going to say, do you have a access to a lift to do that, to work on that Prius?
Well, I've got a pit. I think one of the guys at work had just done one about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. He used a pit. He said it only took him about an hour.
The main thing is to make sure you follow the discharge procedure for all the to discharge everything, to disable things if you got to stick your hands up, and that's the most important thing. And if you got dielectric gloves or NAPA has gloves, just use gloves if you're working on something like electric dielectric gloves, because just in case.
Hey, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm rolling up to work. 7-3's everybody. Have a fantastic day. KK4POT.
Have a good one, Tim. We'll try to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Shortly, KK4NXC.
Actually, pits are kind of nice. You know, I think, you know, they all log of explosion-proof stuff. I've worked in pits, but pits are kind of nice. The only thing you got to watch out for, one time my buddy put a car in a pit, and he was too didn't line up, I almost fell in the pit. The car almost fell in the pit when he slammed the door.
Now, our pits have rails on them.
Do you all the explosion-proof stuff you're supposed to have in them?
No, they're not that up to date, but they've got rails to where your car, your vehicle, and we pull tractor trailers over them, so they've got like a 4-inch rail on each side of the pit so that the tires won't roll off in there.
Yeah, well, that's, my brother used to do transmissions and all that stuff in the big rigs, and, you know, people don't realize how big that stuff really is.
Now, we don't use a pit to do transmissions. We do those on the floor.
Well, you don't have to, because there's enough room in the truck. They have jacks, you just roll here, and you can just roll them around. But, I mean, if you need a pit for other things, it's nice to have. I mean, you know, you don't need it for transmissions here. I forgot what those transmissions. I think they weigh about 1,500 pounds, I think, something like that.
We got two pits in our shop, so we got plenty of pit space.
You know what pits are nice for? If you're doing an in chassis on a diesel. See, most people don't understand. You can do an in chassis on a diesel. You can change sleeves. You can do everything you got to do pretty much in the truck most times.
As long as it's a conventional or cab over, one of the long nose, I mean, it's tough to deal with one of those engines that's back in up underneath the cab partially.
Yeah, they're not easy, but technically, yeah, you might have to take it out, but you know, one of my friends had a diesel block one time, and it cracked by the cam bearings, and he, believe it or not, he welded the whole thing back up. They did it with arc weld. They welded it all back up and fixed it, and I found out how to get the sleeves in and out of them real easy and all kinds of stuff. I've never done the sleeves and stuff, but I know some of the tricks to doing them. I've done the heads on some of the old cats and stuff, and man, those things are freaking heavy.
Yes, they are.
I used an engine hoist to put the head in the tank, and I used, they are just big. You know what's amazing when you think about it? You can go over 1,000,000 miles of those things, and you can change crankshaft, rods, pistons, and air rangers go right back around. You ever hear about the guy that had B-Model Mac, and he bought one truck? He's had this truck since he started. He drove over 4,000,000 miles with the same truck.
Yep.
This is amazing, isn't it?
Take care of him. I'm sure he had to do some work on that, but it's possible.
We want. watched it snow, and then Mama had to do a double yesterday, so I was there at the house, played a little bit on the radio, but the band gods weren't very good this weekend.
Yeah, we put a water pump thermostat in on the Polaris, and it started snowing, and we finished that job, so I headed back to the house, stoked my wood stove up, and me and my wife sat there and watched it snow out those windows, and man, it was just beautiful.
Yeah, I imagine it really was. It was, yeah, we called the grandkids, woke them up, tell them it was snowing down there in Anderson so they could go out and play, and then we waited for it to come, and then once it got to snowing here in Greer, then we went ahead and I went ahead and walked the dog so she could walk out in it for a little bit.
Yeah, my dogs love playing this stuff.
Well, I'm rolling up here at work, so it'll be report day. Boy, I'm really looking forward to that. But I hope to get you guys back again tomorrow and hope you guys have an awesome day. And I'll say 73, KN4 TFW.
Ken, have a good day. Be safe. And 73 to you, KK4 and Nixon.
I hope you get your Prius hauled on the weekend. It'll be nice to have your heat back.
Get out of that snow house.
Oh, it's too slippery out there. I didn't play around. I wish I could. Next time we really get some snow, we're going to play around in it. You know what's cool? I want to see about a half a foot before the winter's over.
Love to see that much snow, but I don't know if we'll get another one squeezed in this year.
Yeah, I think we might. I think toward the end of February we will. I'm sure radio bands weren't very good as we can use when you get on several weather conditions. It gets kind of crazy, especially on HS. The big thing is you get snow stack and thunderstorms anywhere in the country about 500 miles away, and at night, especially at night, it beats the band right up. I've been noticing even on AM radio, I've been listening around at night, and I've been noticing the band conditions are very unusual. Try again. Yeah, what it is, the skip is kind of weird, and, you know, we're hearing stations from different spots, and weird radio conditions, you know, bands, and I've heard their ORD on AM in the morning, sometimes you can't even hear it from here, and that's not very far away from here at all. Down in a bad spot. Yeah, I know, it's some bad spots. They want to, when they get those antenna phased and stuff like that, that'll make a big difference. So you must be about halfway to work if you're down in that bad spot.
That's right.
Not funny, you know where people are just by listening. Listening to it. Yeah, there's nothing worse than wintertime not having heat in a car. I hate that.
That's true. I'm in my
last car. Yeah, it's, yeah, for most part, you're hitting this repeater pretty good. You're probably getting out of that bad spot now.
I'm fixing to drop down in another hole here.
Well, I got you all the way that time. Usually I can get you through most of that hole, but not always all of it. Sometimes what happens is the signal's not real strong on the repeater. I think you were knocking the repeater right out. It sounded like it, but it's you're in a bad. There's a lot of spots down through there, real hard to get.
It's on my hand, Dale.
why. Can't wait to get this antenna back up on the building somewhere out of the way and get this antenna so I get on HF again. I can't wait. Put a little 2 meter antenna right on the aluminum gutter. That'll get a real good ground plane. We'll put the HF wire on the tower. Or I could, if I could find something clear, I almost thought about putting a horizontal piece of pipe, kind of put a common pipe and elbow and stick on the side on the railing, see what happens.
I think anything would be better than an antenna in the room.
What I don't like about being in the room with it is the fact that, you know, it's kind of dangerous if something hits or touches it, you're going to get lit up. I saw an eye for him one time. That was not fun.
Shoot that thing outside.
I got to find enough stuff to fabricate something to do it with.
You got a magnetic base?
Oh, it's a J-pole. Elbow, and then I can somewhere around here. I have a little teeny, one of those little vices. You know, you could clamp the antenna to the vise and then just strap the vise to the railing. But I can't find a little vise I had. I have a little teeny vise. I can't seem to find it.
It's with your cell phone.
What do you mean, my voltmeter?
It's with your voltmeter, which is with Daniel's phone number.
I don't know what the heck happened to that number. I looked everywhere. I crawled on the floor behind things. I have no idea.
It's on your vibe.
I'll tell you what, I gotta get a hold of it. I gotta get this bark heck out of here. And I got done. I just wanna get it out of here and help him get that other engine for the rest of the parts and get his job heck done over with. The hard part's over. It took me 4.5 hours to beat that thing apart with a 2-pound sledgehammer.
What were you trying to take apart?
It was just to get the pistons and rods and stuff out of it.
Like carbon in there?
It was rust from both cracked heads, and the thing is, the cam from the antifreeze was seized in there too. I couldn't even get the cam out. That took me 3 hours to get the cam out. Not life. I've never had one that stubborn. My brother gave it a shot one time with Eric. He hit on one. I used the rod in the middle of the piston, you know, and I said, "Here, bro, you give a few whacks." "Oh, you're never going to get this thing apart." He whacked a couple times. He gave up after 2 minutes. But you know what's amazing? I didn't crack nothing getting it apart.
Well, that's good.
You know it. I tell you, I didn't think it was going to... Well, at first I thought it was just a little bit seized. It didn't look real bad. You know, he probably didn't know about it. You must be getting out of that bad spot now.
Oh, I'm almost worked. I'm doing good now. I'm just about a half a mile from the job.
Oh, you're doing good.
What you doing out so early?
I always get up early, washing clothes and doing all the chores before the nurse gets here, because sometimes she's over at work by the time. I didn't really sleep real good last night. I was a lot of pain.
Well, what you got going on today?
Once the nurse gets here, I'm going to go downstairs and see if I can't get that stupid rig to strap apart and see if it's worth saving it. If not, I'm going to see if I can find that sleeve and see if I can figure out a way to measure that thing somehow to see if I can't get that thing cut.
While you're down there, look for your vise.
Well, I got a spare one, but unfortunately, I don't want to leave it outside. It's a big pipe place. I suppose I could screw that to the rail. It'd be a big one. Yeah, I know. I got to find something to do this. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Yeah, I just... Of course, it's going to rain again today.
Can't you just hang that thing in a tree?
Trees.
Anything better than in your house.
got it right now about the best spot we're going to get it.
I did notice that you didn't get all that white noise fade away today.
A couple times I did. A couple times I scratched, but it's really, I don't know what it is. I tried to find an AM radio, so I could try to find it. You know, I got to go outside and start walking around and try to find it. Wednesday, so okay, I have 473 and I'll just wait around and see if Ed jumps in there. Okay, I'm 400 clear.
November Delta 7 Japan mobile.
Okay, I'm going, how you doing today?
Alright, Al, how you doing?
It's a little bit gonna be rainy again.
Here they got rain forecast again for the next couple of days.
This building's gonna be a real bad one to jack too. It's gonna be a nightmare.
You should maybe pull the microphone back a little bit further, Al. You're really distorted.
I'm saying this building's a hard one. It's gonna be a hard one to jack up.
I did copy that.
I gotta remember, this particular microphone real sensitive, so you gotta watch out for that.
If you get it too close to your face, I think it distorts it really bad. I'd turn my mic down if I were you, but whichever, but it's not very hard to understand.
The thing is, I've messed around with this thing, and if you get on sideband or AM, it's hard. This one's real. This thing outside to mess with this thing is almost impossible. It's a brute.
Well, Austin, so am I. You made money this morning.
What are you working on today?
We're going to finish trimming out this cabin. We've been remodeling. Probably trim up all the ceiling stuff today, rip all the trim and do all that trim out. And then tomorrow we'll start putting flooring in. We got to get everything that's in there out of there and probably start putting flooring in tomorrow. And at the end of the day, tomorrow or early Wednesday, we should be putting kitchen cabinets in.
What kind of floor you going to do?
Whatever the guy bought, some kind of laminate, some kind of engineered hardware or laminate. Something.
The floors are nice and level. It's not too bad, but if it is, then you're going to have fun.
We've already approached that road with him and told him he needed to put another layer of subflooring down. And I don't think he's going to do it, but it is what it is. We just do what they ask us. We tell them what should be done if they don't want to listen. That's really my problem.
No, my problem is the way the building should be jacked. The problem is the fence is out of level. It slid the wood apart, and then we're going to have to. Now, I don't know if you can. I haven't taken a cell phone yet to figure out what angle everything's on, to figure out how much we got to move the building yet. I haven't had a chance to get the tape measure and start measuring everything. I'll let you know, though.
Alrighty. Like I said, let me know. We'll take a ride down and take a look and see if it's something we can do.
One day, to help me give you some ideas of this antenna, maybe we can come up two hands, maybe we can come up with some. I know we need to do. I'd like to do something temporary.
I know we've had this discussion several times, and I'll have to look and see what I can think of when I come down there.
If you want to go on the internet one day when you get time, you can look up my address and you'll see where my tower is and my building, where everything is.
If I think about it, I'll do that later this afternoon when I get home.
Yeah, I tell you, that building's a pain. I've helped with a couple real bad buildings before, and man, I'll tell you what, I worked on boilers, all kinds of stuff, and man, I just, not something I like doing.
sometimes leveling a building like that is doable, and sometimes it's not.
When I worked at an old machine shop years ago, we had to use old black iron pipe over and modify a boiler and do all kinds of weird stuff. And man, three-phase wire and ripping old wire, and the factory really had wire in the walls with hot and all kinds of weird stuff. Dangerous stuff. I hate that.
Is this building that you need leveled?
Well, it's not bad. It's only about 10, 12 years old. It's not too bad at all. The building's not bad. You see, it's a nice building. It just wasn't done right.
Did it have footer problems, or?
So the problem was, it was done, the person did it, just didn't use their brain.
So is there a problem with the footers? Why is it becoming unleveled?
The floor issue, where the building is fine, it's the floor issues. It's the second story that's a problem. The first floor is fine. When you raise the ceiling up and put on a fill plate, you screwed up. It's out of form a little bit, so it's going to be a little. You work on everything inside the building, it's going to be a lot of pain. You just can't climb anymore to do it.
I'm not sure we're going to be able to help you on the second floor.
Do you have a good laser level so that you can let me know how far off square it is? We can figure it out, at least.
Not really that much to figure out, but yeah, I have lasers. But there's not that much to figure out as to how far it's off. It doesn't really matter. It's being able to access and get to it and actually straighten out a second level floor like that. That's some major work.
Hey, you know, we're going to just take a look at my antenna. We'll figure one thing at a time. I got a couple ideas to get around that.
Well, like I said, if I get a chance one day, I'll take a ride down there. I'm pretty heavily booked up for the next couple, 2-3 months anyway.
Do me a favor. Just Google my where my tower is. You can at least get an idea where your antenna is. You can get an idea to give me an idea how to deal with it.
I'll try, Al. Like I said, I'm up at 4:30 every morning. I don't get home till 6. And dinner and pretty much bed. So I'll give it a try when I can.
I'm going to be doing the same thing all over again when I get feeling a little better. It looks like old Mr. Uncle Sam wants to do 5 more years of hard leg work, and I'm not looking forward to it, but you know what? Maybe it's what I need.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Your signal's doing pretty good where we are now.
Sitting still at a light, that if I pull up 3 feet, I'll lose you.
Where are you headed today?
Oh, I'm going to Art, which is not real far from my house, but my business partner's truck is in the shop, so I'm actually driving to his place in Fairview first, pick him up, and then back to Art to work.
Well, so you gotta pick him up, then you gotta both go to work, and hopefully you got all your supplies you're gonna need.
That's up to the owner. We give him a list every day of what we need if we don't have it, so he should have everything there. We have been off the job for 2 days, so he should have everything that he needs there by today for sure. Rough here, Al. I'm on the freeway, and I'll probably lose you when I get close to the weigh station and then pick you back up after I pass it.
I'll just listen for you.
Still got a couple miles to go, but usually I switch over to the 640 repeater about now.
Which repeater is it?
146.640. Pretty sure it's got a 91.5 tone on it.
Okay,
but
I'm not sure if I think I got it programmed in.
Okay.
So it's about 606 or 607 right now.
So are you talking about the time?
Yeah, my alarm just went off when I was supposed to get up.
Sounds about right.
You wouldn't believe the fun I had programming that thing because I couldn't, you can't see to set the alarm, so you had to go without, you know, look at the menu to set it.
Sure, that's a challenge for sure.
I'm going to jump out here before you lose it because I'm not sure I can hit that other repeater or not.
I'm going to lose you here in a minute, Al. I'm going to go over to 146-640 if you're able to find it, and I'll be over there at D7J Mobile.
146-140. Run clear.